In California, you can't smoke in a restaurant, at a bar, in any workplace, at some beaches, or at a playground. Now in the city of San Francisco, there's a proposal before the County Board of Supervisors to further limit the public places where smokers can legally light up. The proposal is one of the most far-reaching in the country. It would ban smoking at all outdoor recreation areas controlled by the city. NPR's Tara Seiler has more.
The proposed smoking ban is the brainchild of San Francisco Supervisor Michaela Alioto-Pier, who says she's responding to citizen complaints about cigarette butts littering the city's parks.
And that's one of the reasons why our parks are in such a bad shape right now, is because it's almost as if in some cases they were huge ashtrays that people were using. And it takes an average cigarette butt up to 10 years to biodegrade.
This health-conscious city has long been at the forefront of the anti-smoking issue. Alioto-Pier is following the lead of her aunt, former San Francisco supervisor, Angela Alioto, who sponsored the nation's first indoor anti-smoking ordinance back in 1993. That ban is now commonplace in many cities and towns across the country. Julia Babiarz, who was pushing her young baby on a swing, says she supported the earlier indoor ban on smoking in restaurants and workplaces, and she would welcome expanding that ban to the great outdoors.
Now I find that the place where I'll notice being irritated by smoke is when I'm outside, and so I would support a ban in parks because that's where I take my baby to go play, and I don't really want him to be exposed to secondhand smoke.
But there's already a state law banning smoking within 25 feet of tot lots and playgrounds. This latest local proposal would broaden that buffer to include all public gardens, recreation centers, and all parks, including those with wide open spaces like those found at Golden Gate Park.
Next thing, there'll be no chewing gum.
Wendy Brown, an occasional smoker, tosses a ball to her dog at Dolores Park, located in the heart of the Mission District.
I think it's pushing the law a little bit too far, and if they carry on like that, it could end up being like Singapore.
Brown is not alone in her concern. Two smokers scowl when asked what they think of the proposed ban and offer a no comment. San Francisco Supervisor Alioto-Pier says she's already been called a fascist on a local radio talk show. But Alioto-Pier counters that democracies often limit liberties to benefit the greater good. Philip Buswell frequents Dolores Park. He's a smoker, but expects his fellow San Franciscans would accept this outdoor ban, just as they accepted the indoor one more than a decade ago.
I worked in the restaurant business as a general manager when it went into effect in the restaurants and bars and the restaurants, and they thought it was just going to destroy businesses, and it didn't. I mean, everything, and you know, you go into a restaurant in another state or someplace where they have smoking, and you're just appalled to see it. So I think taking it out of the parks, I don't think it's going to hurt anything.
But it may leave residents and tourists visiting San Francisco searching for a place to light up. Alioto-Pier says smokers need not worry.
A lot of people are saying, well, where are smokers going to go to smoke? And there are certainly places where they can go. They can walk outside their home, walk down the street, sit on their stoop. They can smoke at home if they want to.
The proposal must still pass out of committee before there's a vote by all 11 board members, none of whom are known to smoke. For NPR News, I'm Tara Seiler.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.